This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Can The Rock change the course of the DC extended universe? Hey everybody, Dave here, giving you my review of Black Adam. That's the big looming question. What is this movie going to do? Is it going to be any good? Is it going to be shit? Well, I saw the movie last night. I'm going to give you a quick review, spoiler-free for now, and then I'll get into one spoiler section, not to really do anything to the plot, but you all probably have one question in mind, and I will get to that then. You know, kind of thinking about movies in general, they really have... they have lots of goals, but two main goals, which is to, one, sell a lot of tickets, and two, tell a good story. But I think maybe this movie, more than anything, has a big third goal as well, which is, how do we kind of reboot, you know, moving on from Zack Snyder, how do we bring some semblance of coherence to all these films and to bring our favorite characters back? And if you haven't been... well, if you've been paying attention at all to this film, and any time on Twitter, at film Twitter, any kind of Twitter, The Rock's been all over it talking about this movie as his passion project for Black Adam. He says he's been working on it for, I don't know, 10 some odd years. And also to bring back Henry Cavill. There's a lot of, after Snyder left, the status of Henry Cavill as Superman was kind of just left in limbo. And if you didn't see news over the last couple of days, apparently Warner Brothers has said that they're going to work on a, whether they're going to call it Man of Steel 2 or Superman or what have you, another Superman film with Henry Cavill is in the works. So we will see about that. And that's kind of, and the reason I bring this up is because the goal here, I think, of this film, in addition to selling tickets and telling a good story, is to set a stage for something to come. And I think that has to be kind of kept in mind when watching this movie. And, you know, whether that piques your interest, you know, maybe it won't. And that's the thing, you know, it could do all of that. It can tell a great story, which, by the way, I will say this movie does tell a great story. But if nobody goes and sees it, then all that setup, all the good storytelling, whatever plans that Warner Brothers or DC has in the future for Henry Cavill, Batman, Justice League, and now here we're dealing with the Justice Society in this movie, if no one goes and sees it, no one cares. And if this film gets completely dwarfed by Wakanda Forever, then, you know, none of it matters. So really the outstanding question for me, which I really have no read on how people are going to, you know, the extent that they're going to go out and want to see this movie. I know trailers just kind of were okay. Not really knowing what the movie's about other than, yeah, The Rock is cool, but what the heck is this? Who are these characters? What's going on in this film? That was clear to me. And I know a lot of people felt like that. So it did seem like the enthusiasm for this film, despite The Rock, you know, touting this thing every second and really trying to appeal to the fans. We're just going to have to wait and see over the weekend and maybe the coming weeks to see, you know, how well this film does. But I will say, as I said, it is a story well told. I thought it was a very good origin story. The Rock is The Rock. I saw some complaints. And by the way, yeah, negative, pretty lukewarm to negative reviews. I think Rotten Tomatoes was somewhere in the low 50s. I did check. I think IMDb is like 7.1, but that's early. I probably would expect that to go down a little bit. And Metacritic was quite low as well. I don't have that in front of me. But I thought it was a good origin story. And as I was saying, there was some complaints about The Rock kind of not being The Rock, not being as charismatic. But I actually thought the way he played the character was quite appropriate. He's someone who's, and I'll read the quick IMDb descriptor if you don't know anything about this movie, nearly 5,000 years after he was bestowed with the almighty powers of the Egyptian gods and imprisoned just as quickly, Black Adam is freed from his earthly tomb, ready to unleash his unique form of justice on the modern world. So he's almost like an alien, you know, sort of. He's awakened after 5,000 years, and he doesn't really know what's going on. He doesn't really know how to interact with people, that kind of thing, and he's super powerful. So, you don't get the eyebrow here, right? Do you want the eyebrow? I really didn't. I thought the way he played it fairly straight was good and appropriate, and the character kind of opened up as the movie went along. I thought the direction, the CGI, was just fine. I was a little nervous about the CGI, but to me it worked. It worked really well. So The Rock is good. The story's good. The action, it's just some really brutal fight scenes. And although I will say it kind of... you get fight after fight after fight kind of a thing where you get a little bit fatigued by it. But I think that happens a lot in these kinds of movies. There's not a lot of places to go with the film when you're just trying to tell kind of a straightforward action film. So lots of things crashing, lots of punching, flying. If you're familiar with the Shazam character in the movie and the Black Adam, you know, they do the lightning thing, they're flying. It's very cool. By the way, Shazam is great, and I'm really interested to see how they might possibly tie Shazam into Black Adam. And we did see at the very end of the Shazam movie, it wasn't Henry Cavill, but Superman visited him at the very end in the cafeteria. So very curious to see how they connect the two going forward. Really, the highlights also, Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate was absolutely fantastic. He was so good in this movie, just sort of like a relaxed, measured kind of a character. And all of his costume and his powers and all that was done really well. Same for Aldous Hodge as Hawkman, absolutely killed it. He was just fantastic. He's sort of like, you kind of have a friendship between Dr. Fate and Hawkman. Hawkman's sort of like what you would imagine to be like a law and order enforcer kind of a person. I have my principles, we're going to stick to them. Whereas Dr. Fate is more, well, you know, he sees, you know, many, many variations of the future. He gets vision. So he's less rules based because he knows that, you know, any of your laid plans can go awry, or what you think might happen based on the rules you want to follow, you may not get that outcome that you're so certain that you're going to. So they build up the friendship between them, the contrast between the characters. It's just incredibly well done. It does feel a little derivative sometimes, or not derivative, but you know, Dr. Fate is kind of like a Doctor Strange. I happen to like, from what I saw, honestly, I like Dr. Fate more than Doctor Strange. Hawkman, you get a little bit of, you know, what's his name? Captain America. Oh my goodness, Falcon. It looks like the Falcon, right? It's just a guy with wings kind of a thing. There is Atom Smasher, kind of seems like Ant-Man. And then we have the Cyclone character. I guess she doesn't have a direct, maybe an X-Men character would seem kind of similar. So you do get a little bit of that. But I, even despite that, I felt that the film was fairly original. Even though everything kind of looked, it reminded me of other things that I had seen, I felt that it was done in an original way, particularly the setting, the aesthetics of everything. They're flying in a ship. It looks cool. All the costumes look great. The Rock looked awesome as Black Adam. As for things I didn't like, when I got into the third act, they kind of hinted towards this. I just was kind of getting a little bit bored by the action. The villain here is not great. And the character, or the reveal of who the villain is, I don't think the actor is particularly good. I don't think really the idea for who that villain would become was all that great either. Although the end fight was pretty decent, and at least the end fight kind of wrapped up fairly quickly. I don't know that the movie was trying to do. Well, actually, no, I'm not gonna hold back there. You should have a good villain if you're going to have a villain, right? If you're going to do anything, it should be done well. And this time it wasn't done well. So even though the runtime is about 2 hours, maybe a touch over 2 hours, I think you could have shortened it a little bit. There's some spacing there between the second and the third act. And so, like, the quiet moments are pretty good, but they don't always work. The humor is there. I actually did laugh quite a bit. There's some quips and jokes. Nothing really cringy. There's just some dialogue here and there that's a little bit rough around the edges throughout the movie, so not perfect by any means. But overall, I think this is a good movie. And for anyone out there that's saying it's shit, you know, we all see things differently, but this is not a shit movie. It is pretty good. I was entertained. I felt like, again, I felt like I got something fresh, something new. And then, you know, a possibility for things to come later. So that's sort of my spoiler-free review. I'm going to go ahead and, if I'm going to give this a rating in terms of stars and popcorn, I'll give it 3 out of 5 stars and 4 out of 5 buckets of popcorn. It's a solid movie that entertains me. You know, I didn't go in here. It remains to be seen what the, you know, how people receive this, you know, because the DC, and we talked about at the top, you know, the DC brand, people might be hesitant to go see this movie just because they don't really trust the brand. I mean, they'll go see a piece of shit, Love and Thunder, because it's Marvel, because they've, you know, they built that up over the years. And so they're willing to go and see something even that's so bad, like Love and Thunder. But maybe just, you know, at The Rock, DC, I don't really know what this is. He's talking about Henry Cavill. I don't know, whatever. We'll see. You know, and even as much as fans like Henry Cavill as Superman, you know, those movies didn't really make a ton of money either. So, and I love those movies. I love the Zack Snyder films. And I like, and honestly, in general, I would say I kind of have a slight bias towards the DC films versus Marvel, you know, on balance. I just like the characters more. They're more interesting to me. So, but yeah, so what remains to be seen, that's my spoiler-free review. I'm just going to pause here for a sec, and then we'll get into the spoiler. So absolutely, here it is. You've probably heard. You probably already assumed it's confirmed, but if you did want to hear it, yes, Henry Cavill appears in this movie at the very end in a post-credit scene. And yes, you all know how much I hate having to sit to wait through post-credit scenes to get to the goddamn, or seeing the credits to get to the stupid, you know, 30-second thing. It's like, yes, I mean, I get it. It's good for the people that worked on the film to have their names seen and acknowledged, but it's bad for me. You know, good for them, bad for me. So I don't care. I just want to get out of the theater. But thankfully, actually, this film, the credits didn't run too long. It seemed to run much shorter than Marvel movies. So anyways, since I don't really want to spoil the plot, I will just say you get a scene with Black Adam by himself. Amanda Waller buzzes into him. She basically says, look, you're a potential problem. And if you're going to be that problem, we've got someone to deal with you. It's a line you've been hearing from The Rock about most powerful force on this planet. And she says something of the effect that, I mean, we've all heard this, so I don't think I'm really giving too much away. I've got someone I can call on from another planet. And then sort of out of the mist, Henry Cavill appears, and it just, you hear the theme. And I think there was some controversy over that because it was like the Williams theme. It's just really, it's like, you know, 2 seconds of notes. Who cares? But he appears and he's like, you and I are going to have a talk, basically. And that's it. So it's there. It happened. And, you know, to kind of bring it all home, I think this movie is successful. I mean, it remains to be seen with the box office, but I think this movie is a success in terms of telling a good story and setting up something in the future. It was really all this movie had one big goal in terms of quality: don't be shit. And it's not shit. It's good. It is good. And now we've got something here that maybe we can start building with Henry Cavill as Superman, a potential movie, whatever that might be, something with Shazam potentially. And then, you know, of course, who knows what's going on in the Pattinson universe, if that's ever going to connect or not. But you know, we have Aquaman out there, Wonder Woman, and the Flash. So, you know, how is it all going to come together? I think there's some optimism. You know, if this movie does well on the box office, then, you know, Warner Brothers can be like, okay, great. This was a good decision to bring Henry Cavill back. Now we can actually build something that people like, and connect these movies and tell some sort of a coherent story. Even if they are going to do one-offs, maybe just, you know, little interconnections. Not everything has to be a giant, you know, Avengers-style type thing, or even just another Justice League movie. But I would really as someone who wants to just see a good movie, you know, and not sit through, you know, we see these potential blockbuster films and you come away disappointed. I wasn't. And I didn't really know what to expect when I went in. So I would definitely recommend it if you're interested. So yeah, I'd love to hear what you guys think about this when we drop it. Go ahead and interact with us on Twitter. You can hit me up at Dave_Quist. Of course, my main account is at Blockbuster Mentality. Ben's at BC Cord. And yeah, that's all. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.